You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Now celebrating their 65th anniversary, Bob Sykes Barbecue is locally owned and operated by second-generation Van Sykes with the help of his nephew Jason Jewell, third generation of the Bob Sykes family. You can order Bob Sykes Barbecue online at bobsykes.com or visit the drive-thru or dine-in. Open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Catering, family meals, and tailgate specials are available. You can also check out From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue book, now available at bobsykes.com or visit the restaurant. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue, located in the heart of Alabama. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
This is Arnold Edwards, CEO of Aldo Southern Electric Ice Cream. We are changing the world one ice cream at a time.
Boom!
Yeah, awesome!
You rocked that! Way to go, Hunter. Why don't you bring a little something extra ice cream to your next event and find out how they are changing the world one ice cream at a time. All you have to do is give them a call at 256-601-7125 or email extraicecream@yahoo.com. Be sure to follow A Little Something Extra Ice Cream on Facebook and Instagram. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey folks, it's pumpkin season. At J. Calvert Farms, they are a family farm trying to bring customers the best quality produce that they can buy. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com or check out their website at jcalvertfarms.com. And did I mention it's pumpkin season? Get over to J. Calvert Farms and find out what we know about this very special farming family. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
Hey, everybody, this is Darryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today because we want to help people. We want to make a difference through the show. That's what the objective of The Mark White Show is about. We want to recognize efforts. We want to recognize groups, organizations, foundations, families, and individuals. Right now, I have on the line with me Mr. Kenny Brown, along with his wife, Judy, and my cousin, Amanda Kelly, had shared with me about their situation, and they need our help right now. That's the bottom line, and I'd like to welcome Kenny to the show. Welcome, Kenny and Judy, to the show.
Hi, everybody.
Glad to have you both today. I know there's been a struggle with your health, Kenny, and I know it's very difficult sometimes to ask for help and to have people understand your story can be difficult to share that, but at the same time, if people can help you and help you and your family through this. I know that that can be a benefit to you, and it also helps others to know that they can make a difference in this way. So, Kenny, if you would, just share your health story with our listeners today.
Okay. Well, Amanda had approached me about doing this, and it is hard to ask for help, and I don't like doing it. And Judy and I discussed it and thought it would be a good idea. Maybe some other people could get something out of it. So I guess I'll start. In sixth grade, I was diagnosed with a thyroid disorder, which is an autoimmune disorder called Graves' disease. And struggled with that for a few years before they removed my thyroid with radiation therapy. And then years later, I started developing a liver issue in my early 20s. And they didn't diagnose it right away. Liver numbers were off the charts, so they started doing tests and took biopsies and saw that I had autoimmune hepatitis and something called primary sclerosing cholangitis, which caused scarring in the liver and ended up over time leading to cirrhosis of my liver. Never drank. Never smoked, don't have any tattoos, don't have any piercings. That's all the questions every doctor I ever met asked me first. And it's just a matter of autoimmune disorders, kind of, if you have one, there's a good chance you might get another one. And I've got plenty. So while they were treating me for my liver, I also developed type 1 diabetes. My pancreas stopped working. So I'm on a insulin pump full time. And 4 years ago, when I started getting really sick, really jaundiced, yellow in the eyes, yellow in my body, they got me on the transplant list. My MELD score. MELD score is a score they determine based on blood work that they do, and they you have to have a certain number on the score to be on the list for a transplant. Mine got high enough to be on the list, and then it got high enough that I was at the top of the list, and they had to hospitalize me until I got a liver. The year that I had my transplant was the first year, it was 2018. It was the first year that they had started doing transplants of people who had hepatitis positive, hepatitis C and hepatitis B positive livers. They couldn't take those out of people before and give them to other people because they didn't have a way to treat it. They would just make the person that got that liver would just get hepatitis and get sick and die. Well, now they have a cure for hepatitis C and they have treatment for hepatitis B. So they started trial runs with transplanting hepatitis positive livers into patients. And they went over that with me, and I said, I'll take, you know, whatever comes up. And the first one that came up was a hepatitis B positive liver. They asked me again to make sure I was okay with that. I asked what that entailed. They said, you know, you take a pill a day every day for the rest of your life. And I said, well, I'm already on a bunch of pills every day for the rest of my life, so I guess I'll take it. So I took that transplant November 2018. They said that I had probably until December of that year before I would have passed away. So I got the transplant done, saved my life. And after 6 months of rehabbing, through 3.5 months, 4 months, I came home. And but in April of 2019, I developed a infection in my chest. Probably from the transplant or something that happened during the transplant, but they're not sure. And for the last 3.5 years, up till now, still, they've been working on it. I've had over 20 surgeries on my chest, 15 debridements and cleaning outs, and about six major surgeries on my chest, four this year alone. In January, they got a new surgeon on it. He's a thoracic specialist, so he was just about the chest and lung area. He went in January and thought he had cleaned it out, came back a month later. So I went back, and then he went deeper and he found infection in the bone and had to remove two of my ribs. He removed those two ribs and we closed it back up. And a month and a half later, the infection was back and pushing out of my chest. So I had to go back in and he opened me up again, and they put a wound back on me in June. Cleaned it out again and put a wound back on me in June. The vac was on for a month and it closed up pretty nicely. But it did its job closing that one hole, and then the infection just found another hole to come out of farther left in my chest. So they still hadn't got it all. So I went back in August 10th, and had another surgery, another bigger surgery. They cleaned more cartilage and tissue out that was infected, and put a wound back on, left the wound bigger, put a bigger wound back on, and put me on PICC line, my third PICC line in the last 4 years, with three different antibiotics, five times a day. And I was on that for a month. They removed the PICC line. They've been checking the dressings and still on the wound vac, but the infection, the hole in my chest looks good. There's no sign of infection in it right now. Everything they tested for in the hospital last month, I was in the hospital for a month. They had to tap my liver again because I was full of ascites fluid for some reason. It's the first time I had ascites buildup in the last 4 years. They had to tap me, take out 20 pounds of fluid. They still don't know why. They spent a month testing me for everything under the sun, lymphoma. They did biopsies of my liver. They did a retrocrural biopsy, which is a biopsy of in my back of my diaphragm, because that had a larger section than it should have had in it. They took a biopsy of one of my lymph nodes that was larger than it should be. And the only thing they can't biopsy is my spleen, which is, I have splenomegaly, which is a massive spleen. My spleen is over 32 centimeters in length. A normal person my size, a male my size, my age, should be 14 to 15 centimeters. So it's really very large. And they're afraid that there is lymphoma in it, but they can't test it because it's too big. And if they poke at it, it could either explode, burst, or bleed out. So I'm on this wound vac for my chest, waiting for my chest to heal, so that they can decide whether or not they're going to remove my spleen, because they're pretty sure that's what's doing the damage. And that's where we're at right now. We're just waiting for my chest to heal. And but it's all autoimmune stuff that I've dealt with since sixth grade, and in and out of the hospital for a long time, but I still try to work. I work whenever I can. I've only worked 2 months this year, because I've been in the hospital and had the four surgeries and the five other procedures that I had last month. And so it's been a little struggle this year. And it's been a struggle for Judy and my kids, because when I go into the hospital, I go up to Dallas, and we live in Georgetown, which is down in Austin area, about 3 hours away. So they don't get to see me except for on the weekends if they drive up. My youngest is six, and then I have a 10-year-old. They're both boys. And then I have a 19-year-old daughter. The boys, the six-year-old, whenever I'm in the hospital, he has very hard separation anxiety. So it's been a struggle. Judy stresses out.
And I'd like to talk to Judy in the next segment. If we can take a quick break and then come back and talk about the role of a wife and caretaker having to handle these health issues that you're having. Will you stick with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Folks, right now we're talking to Kenny and Judy Brown. They have three children, as Kenny said, and he battles many autoimmune health issues. You've heard his story. And when we come back, we'll talk to Judy and talk about the role of a caretaker, wife, and the financial need that this family has during this time. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. At J. Calvert Farms, they can't wait to see you at their first annual Fall Fest, October 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, this will be a perfect weekend activity for the kids. Tickets are $8 per child for all activities, plus a free small pumpkin. $2 per activity if they don't want to do them all. There will be discounted prices for families with three or more children, and kids two and under are free. For more information, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com and check them out on the web at jcalvertfarms.com. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
He drives into the city, extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away.
And we're back. We're talking right now to Kenny Brown and his wife Judy. Kenny is battling multiple autoimmune health issues. He has issues with his spleen, as he said. He has type 1 diabetes that developed because of these health situations. This is very difficult for their family, I know, and I wanted to talk to Judy as well and talk to her about her role as a caretaker, being a wife for better or worse, and the health issues have made things worse for the family during this time as they raise three children, the oldest being 19. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Judy.
Thank you.
I know it's tough for you having to be a caretaker and take on that role. You're also a wife, and that can be very difficult juggling both roles, and you're trying to help Kenny as much as you can during this time, and I know financially that can be difficult. Let's talk about the role of being a caretaker in this type of situation after Kenny has laid out all of the issues that he has.
Well, I mean, you just take it one day at a time. And then I just try to work and take care of the kids. And then when he needs me, I'm there. I mean, I just do what I can. And I try to stay positive. Sometimes it's really hard because I get scared. But I'm just praying and going to church and hanging out with my church family and friends. That helps a lot.
And you have two young children and then an older daughter, 19. And I know that Kenny mentioned the separation anxiety that happens with maybe the younger children.
Yeah, they get really nervous and sometimes they get really scared. And so I just let them sleep with me when daddy's at the hospital. But, you know, I'm just trying to put on a happy face so they don't get more scared or worried, and just try to make things go as smooth as possible.
How has the situation been financially as you manage the bills that continue to come? Like everyone else, you have to maintain your home and maintain utility bills and food bills and all those other things. That doesn't stop because we have a major health issue, does it?
No, it doesn't. We've gotten some help from the church and some friends. I still try to work as much as I can, you know, unless I have to go up for a surgery or something. I work from home full time. So, you know, just trying to juggle, you know, getting the kids back and forth to school and, you know, getting them home, trying to get help from that while I still work full time so we can make sure we can, you know, get everything paid as much as possible.
When you think about the various health issues that have developed, and I know it's not something that could have been predicted, and here we have Kenny that's really struggling, because I can't imagine having 20 surgeries in the amount of time that he stated earlier in the first segment, and then all of these things developing. I know it's difficult on him as the leader of his household to have to go through this and then watch his family have to be along for all the things that he's going through.
Yeah. He bears a lot on his shoulders.
Our listeners today are learning about you and Kenny. Judy, this is the first time, obviously, they've heard your story. But my cousin Amanda Kelly, and then as me and Kenny talked about before the show started, he's great friends with my cousin Casey. And we wanted to try to help your family. And listeners are learning about you. And I hope that what happens is that listeners hear the story and they decide that they want to try to help your family. What would your message to them be? Because this could happen to anyone. This is not, it's not just your family. This is not an isolated event. There are, any person can have a major health issue and life changes, and they may need help themselves. We all may need help at some point in this way.
Exactly. Praying is a big part for us. I mean, trusting in God to make sure that he's going to take care of you no matter what happens. Always trying to be prepared for, you know, the unknown. And just always trying to be there to help others, because it's what makes the world go round. I mean, you help others and others around to help you out too.
The GoFundMe was established to help with medical and travel expenses.
Mm-hmm.
How has that been so far, the success of the GoFundMe? How do you feel about that?
It has been really good, actually. It's really helped us, so it's not as stressful the last couple months with him being up there, back and forth, because we were going up every weekend to visit him with the kids, work all week. And then we'd go up Friday evening and visit him in the hospital Saturday and Sunday, and then head back Sunday night so I could be back to work Monday. So it has taken a load off of that as well.
Let's talk about the friendship that Kenny has with my cousin Casey. He says that Casey's his best friend.
Yes, he is. They're like two peas in a pod. Yeah, his little boy Ford came running up to me last night and says, "Judy, Judy," and he gave me a big old hug.
Well, I know my family loves you. I know they care about you and obviously want to try to help in this situation. My cousin Amanda reached out, as I said, and it took a while for you to decide to do this, to come on and share your story, but I know that there's someone out there who needed to hear the story because maybe they're going through similar circumstances. And then there are those who want to find ways to help other people. That's why they're here, is to listen to the stories and to find ways to make a difference. That's what the show's about. And someone out there wants to help your family.
Yeah. I mean, if we could just help anybody with going through the same situation, that would be amazing. There's so many issues medical wise that people don't understand, and just to get any information out to their hands would be good.
Now, is your 19-year-old, is she in college?
Not yet. She starts in January. She's working two jobs full time. Yeah, so she wanted to save up some money before she started college in January.
And that's tough, too, going into college and knowing what's happening with your family and carrying on two jobs. That's a lot for her to do. But I know you're proud of her.
Yes, I am.
And then your two boys, as they persevere through this situation, I know that you're proud of both of them.
Yes, I am. They're doing dealing with the situation and the stress.
What are the boys' names again?
Gavin is my 10-year-old, and Gage is the soon-to-be 7-year-old this weekend.
Wow, this weekend?
Yeah, the 9th is his birthday.
Gavin and Gage, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I tell you, I have what I call the Mark White Show's Cool Kid Award, and so I want to award both Gavin and Gage the Cool Kid Award and recognize them with that. Maybe that'll help make their day. I know that they've been real troopers through this, and they deserve to be recognized as cool kids, don't they?
Yes, they do. They would love that.
Well, I'm glad to be able to do that. And well, let's tell about the GoFundMe. This is Kenny's medical and travel expenses. That's a GoFundMe. So if people go to GoFundMe.com, they can search Kenny's medical and travel expenses. They'll find the GoFundMe. And I hope that people will donate to this effort. Currently, it's at $10,535. The current goal, which of course will need to be raised in the future, it's currently $20,000. 52 donors have donated right now to this effort. And Judy, you organized this fundraiser to try to help your family, and so far you're over halfway to the current goal. And I hope that we can reach an even greater level by having you on the show today and having Kenny share about his situation and you being so open about your family situation. I hope that this does help moving forward.
Thank you so much. Yes, I organized it to help, and the church is also helping me put it together so they could help spread the word.
And as you mentioned, prayers are important to your family too.
Yes, very much.
Well, Judy, it's been a pleasure to have you and Kenny on the show today, and I appreciate the fact that you're willing to do it so that we can try to help. And I do want, again, people to go to GoFundMe.com and search Kenny's medical and travel expenses and support your family. And I do wish you all the best moving forward, you and Kenny. And Kenny, I'm in your corner, buddy. I know it's a struggle right now for you and your family, and I know that you've gone through so much that many people have not experienced in their life. And all the way back to sixth grade when you were just a kid, you've had to battle this. And I respect you so much for what you've gone through and to raise your family in the way that you have and your dedication to them in spite of your own personal health challenges.
Well, I mean, God provides everything, man. I mean, he's a very big reason why I stay as positive as I do. But, you know, Judy is, I mean, I wouldn't be alive without Judy.
Well, I appreciate you both very much, and I hope that this does help, Kenny.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Judy and Kenny Brown and their family. We appreciate them joining us today, and I hope that you'll share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. That's how we can help the Brown family at this time. Let your family and friends and neighbors know about this situation and how they can help. They're looking for ways to make a difference too. It's important that you share. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. We are working to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. This is so important, and it means so much to me that you are a part of this, to be a part of this effort to help these families who need our help. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
At the Tennessee Aquarium, you can explore the Earth's biggest rivers, swim the ocean's hidden reefs, and discover new creatures that stretch the imagination. Experience a world of endless adventures at the Tennessee Aquarium.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. You're invited to the Logan County Fall Pickers Market October 8th and 9th in Lincoln, Illinois. Cast members from the Little House on the Prairie will be joining us for their special Pickers Market. At the Pickers Market, there'll be antiques, vintage, architectural salvage, fall decor, jewelry and clothing, repurposed finds, original art, handmade crafts, food, and some good old junk. For more information about the Logan County Fall Pickers Market, you can email gravelroadmarket@gmail.com. You can also follow Logan County Pickers Market on Facebook.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.